This is Terry Mandel, DOD Dictating Attorney. Letter to Chris Moeller, attorney at law, address on file of Isaacs and Isaacs. Dear Mr. Moeller, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Rosemary Jones, please note the following medical letter, period. Rosemary is R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. On December 11th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client via telephone, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 66-year-old female, height 5'7", weight 160 pounds, who is involved in an automobile accident on or about November 6, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. She was in a Toyota Avalon and was rear-ended in a police chase, period. She was rear-ended by another vehicle and pushed into the opposite lane and was struck a second time, period. She was hit a third time by a third car, and her car spun and hit a chain link fence, period. The patient was jerked, period. A few minutes later, she had pain in her left shoulder, comma, head and right leg, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still having problems with her left shoulder and headaches, period. New paragraph. Her left shoulder pain is related to a fractured clavicle due to the accident, period. She was treated with medications and a brace, period. Her pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. She experiences a clicking, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Her headache is related to concussion syndrome. She was treated with medication as well as physical therapy, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It is a piercing pain, period. It is located in the bilateral ear regions, period. It occurs every 2 weeks, and the duration is a couple minutes, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to Methodist emergency room. She was treated and released, period. They put her on medication as well as x-rays and a splint, period. She saw her family doctor several times, and she saw Dr. Nuzzo, N-U-Z-Z-O, from IU Health, who referred her to more physical therapy, period. She was seen by Dr. Natoli, N-A-T-O-L-I, orthopedics from IU Health, several times as well, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sleeping, comma, laying on her side, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, yard work, comma, and the mental anguish of driving, period. New paragraph. Medications include metoprolol, comma, a migraine medicine, comma, and trazodone for sleep, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for supraventricular tachycardia, comma, insomnia, comma, irritable bowel syndrome, comma, diverticulosis, comma, and migraines, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for carpal tunnel bilaterally, comma, herniated disc in the lumbar area, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured her left shoulder or clavicle in the past period. The patient has not had a concussion in the past period. The patient did have migraines. The onset was 10 years ago, but it did resolve essentially with daily preventative medicines, period. The present headaches that she is experiencing post-accident are different from her migraine headaches as well as a different location, period. The headaches from this automobile accident are located in the bilateral ear region versus the bilateral temporal region for her previous migraines, period. In the past with her migraines, she did have nausea and vomiting, period. The patient has not been in serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor accidents, period. None of these accidents required treatment, period. She has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient is a court security officer who works part-time with pain, period. She missed 4 months of work due to this auto accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted upon review of records, period. Emergency room report, IU Methodist Hospital, November 6, 2021. State 63-year-old female presenting as a trauma MVC, period. Patient was restrained driver when vehicle was rear-ended, comma, spun out, comma, and hit something per EMS, unclear what, period. Patients report that she did black out and does not remember part of the accident, period. She was initially confused, comma, but became less confused and en route, period. She is complaining of left clavicular pain, period. They did administer her IV Dilaudid and IV fentanyl, period. On physical examination, she was tendered to palpation over the left clavicle with superficial abrasion to the right chest wall, period. X-ray revealed fracture of the left clavicle shaft, period. CT pelvis showed small amount of free interperitoneal fluid, period. Assessment is clavicular fracture. CT of the head showed no intraparenchymal hemorrhage or skull fracture, period. X-rays of the chest was positive for fracture of the left clavicular shaft, period. Orthopedic progress note, February 23rd, 2022. Follow-up for left clavicular fracture, date of injury, November 6, 2021. Non-operative treatment assessment, clinically healed left clavicular fracture, period. X-rays of the clavicle, November 24th, 2021. Mid-clavicular fracture with slightly increased caudal displacement of the distal fragment, period. Orthopedic progress note, November 24th, 2021. New problem of left clavicular fracture, period. We'll treat this non-operatively, period. Though uncertain, there is a high chance this will heal without operative intervention, period. IU West Hospital rehabilitation note. Medical diagnosis is left clavicular fracture. Past medical history is positive for post-concussion syndrome. Again, seen is a mid-clavicular fracture. There is moderate interval bony bridging, period. Still has constant aching pain at the left anterior shoulder, period. Wayne Township Fire Department ambulance note, 911 dispatch for PI with entrapment, period. This is November 6, 2021. Reports the patient has an altered mental status and is reporting left shoulder pain, period. Slow to answer simple questions, period. The patient is unable to remember the incident, period. New paragraph. On video physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed swelling of the left medial anterior clavicular area with tenderness, period. Examination of the skin also revealed bilateral carpal tunnel scars of the bilateral wrists and elbows, period. There was a lumbar posterior scar from old back surgery, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal with full range of motion. Examination of the left shoulder was abnormal with flexion diminished by 12 degrees, comma, extension 6 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 42 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 8 degrees, comma, 8 degrees, period. There's diminished strength of the left shoulder, period. Grip strength appears normal, period. Abdominal examination is unremarkable, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and fracture of the mid-clavicle with displacement, period. Number 2, head trauma, comma, concussion syndrome, comma, encephalgia, period. The above two diagnoses are caused by the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following two impairments, period. In reference to the left shoulder, utilizing table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to cephalgia, utilizing table 13-18, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion of the left shoulder for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the left shoulder area as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her shoulder for pain will cost $1,800, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.